Title: HHS Issues Proposed Rule to Provide Clarity on Rights of Conscience in Healthcare. Content: On January 5, 2023, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, published a notice of proposed rulemaking entitled Safeguarding the Rights of Conscience as Protected by Federal Statutes, the Proposed Rule. In this article, we provide a brief summary of the proposed rule, while also examining the statutory amendments and previous rulemakings that create its foundation. Background: The proposed rule is the latest in a long line of federal legislation and rulemakings governing the conscience rights of healthcare providers and entities. The Church Amendments: In the 1970s, the federal government enacted the Church Amendments, 42 U.S.C. 300A7. These amendments protect individuals and entities that receive federal funds from being required to perform or assist in abortions or sterilizations if it would be against their religious beliefs or moral convictions, as well as prohibit discrimination against healthcare professionals based on their involvement in such procedures. The provisions also prohibit entities that receive federal funds from denying admission or discriminating against any applicant for training or study based on their reluctance or willingness to counsel, recommend, perform, or assist in certain health services or research activities because of their religious beliefs or moral convictions. Coates-Snow Amendment enacted in 1996, Section 245 of the Public Health Service Act, the PHS Act, prohibits federal and state or local governments receiving federal financial assistance from discriminating against any healthcare entity that refuses to perform, provide training or referral for induced abortions, or make arrangements for such activities. The PHS Act requires postgraduate physician training programs that do not perform induced abortions to be deemed accredited and protects governmental payments provided as reimbursement for carrying out health-related activities. Medicaid and Medicare: The Balanced Budget Act of 1997, Public Law 105-33, 111 Stat 251, 1997, included conscience provisions for Medicaid and Medicare programs, prohibiting Medicaid managed care managed organizations and Medicare Advantage plans from prohibiting or restricting a physician from informing a patient about their health and full range of treatment options. The law does, however, allow an organization or plan to object to a counseling or referral service on moral or religious grounds and does not require them to provide, reimburse for, or cover such service. To receive such protection, the organization or plan is required to provide sufficient notice of their moral or religious objections to prospective enrollees. The Medicaid and Medicare statutes also contain conscience provisions related to the performance of advanced directives, religious non-medical healthcare providers, and their patients. Weldon Amendment: The Weldon Amendment, initially adopted as Section 508D of the 2005 Consolidated Appropriations Act, prohibits federal funds from being made available to a federal agency, federal program, or to a state or local government if they discriminate against any healthcare entity on the basis that the entity does not provide, pay for, provide coverage of, or refer for abortions. The amendment defines healthcare entity to include any individual physician or other healthcare professional, a hospital, a provider-sponsored organization, a health maintenance organization, a health insurance plan, or any other kind of healthcare facility, organization, or plan. Affordable Care Act: The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the ACA, passed in 2010, includes conscience provisions that protect individuals and healthcare entities from discrimination on the grounds of their refusal to provide services that cause or assist in the death of any individual, such as assisted suicide, euthanasia, and mercy killing. The ACA also allows states to prohibit abortion coverage in their qualified health plans, but requires that such plans provide notice to potential enrollees of the exclusion of abortion coverage. These plans are prohibited from discriminating against any healthcare provider or facility that refuses to provide, pay for, cover, or refer for abortions. Additionally, the ACA does not preempt state laws on abortion or federal laws on conscience protection, willingness or refusal to provide abortion, and discrimination based on T.